Bids will soon begin flowing in for construction of Florida's first saltwater production hatchery at Bruce Beach in downtown Pensacola. WUWF's Dave Dunwoody reports.
The idea for a hatchery in Pensacola first surfaced in 2011. The Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission had announced plans to build 14 of them around the state over the next 15 years to help restock depleted fish populations in state waters.
You know, these things take a while to actually manifest themselves, but I want to assure folks that this project is 100% go.
Gil McRae is director of FWC's Research Institute. The project is being funded with $18.8 million from Natural Resource Damage Assessment Funds, or NRDA, paid by BP for the 2010 Deepwater Horizon disaster.
Its job is to essentially do restoration projects that are intended to mitigate injury caused by the spill. So this hatchery will stock fish that are sought by recreational anglers and in that way pay back the lost opportunity that was created when the spill happened.
While the full budget for the hatchery is the $18.8 million, McRae says the actual construction cost is closer to $9 million for building a completely indoor recirculating aquaculture facility.
You can think of it as a large set of tanks similar to a home aquarium but with much bigger plumbing. The brood stock, the parent fish, and the fish we spawn and raise in the hatchery will all be held indoors. And then there's an outside series of ponds that we use to treat the effluent from the hatchery.
Plans also call for a man-made saltwater marsh to provide the final treatment of the effluent before its release back into Pensacola Bay. Meanwhile, no decision has been made yet on which species will be raised there.
We've got a technical committee set up that's advising us on that. There's a limited number of species that we know how to raise. It'll be an inshore species because we plan to stock our fish inshore. So the usual suspects in that group are things like redfish, sea trout, flounder, those species.
The money was available. We went after it and we got the money. And that's incredibly important because many of us were skeptical, were we going to be able to get the money?
Pensacola Mayor Ashton Hayward has been unavailable for comment, but speaking last year, he said he was ready to move forward with the project, adding that there could be some other funding from BP and the state of Florida that could go to the city.
You know, that's $19 million there. That's $11 million for the grasses. We're going after more money. Those are the things that we're aggressively looking at the city as a whole. Pensacola needs all of the help that they can get from an infrastructure standpoint. I think that's very important to know that, you know, that money was there. It is available. We went after it.
At the time, the mayor said the hatchery at Bruce Beach would create up to 18 jobs, along with working to help protect the environment.
I know there were some concerns about water quality, but you know, talking about the sports fishermen, you know, the water quality on the bay, what they've told me is the best it's ever been. But you know, we're going to go above and beyond to make sure that our I's are dotted and our T's are crossed.
According to the current construction process, which ranges from 2 to 2.5 years, FWC's Gil McRae says the hatchery is expected to begin operations in late 2017 or early the following year.
We're getting the bid finalized to procure the services for design and engineering. Once we have that design in place and it's reviewed by all the local committees and ultimately the city council, we'll bid out the actual construction.
The recently completed prep work at the site also made sure that there was no serious contamination, no protected species were endangered, and there were no historical artifacts in harm's way. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.